You're listening to VPR. I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Poll results from today's primary election are trickling in, and so far we're seeing David Zuckerman leading Rebecca Holcomb in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Zuckerman leads 51% to Holcomb's 39%, with just 9% of districts reporting so far. On the Republican side, incumbent Governor Phil Scott is at 72% right now, with over 7% of precincts reporting. Republican John Klar is behind Scott with about 22% of the Republican vote. And Tim Ash and Molly Gray are close in the race for the Democratic ticket for lieutenant governor, with 43% for Gray, 32% for Ash. That is with 9% of precincts reporting right now. And on the Republican side, Scott Milne is leading with 49% of the vote to Meg Hansen's 37%, with 7% reporting. We'll have more results as the evening goes on. Stay tuned. The Vermont Department of Health says it has a strategy for minimizing the spread of COVID-19 in public schools this fall. State epidemiologist Patsy Kelso says new public guidelines will help prevent COVID-positive students and teachers from entering school buildings. And she says the health department will use testing and contact tracing to contain any outbreaks that do occur.
Administrators will have plans in place to manage infection prevention, communication, and education programs should anyone in the school test positive.
Governor Phil Scott today reiterated his call for Vermont school districts to return to in-person learning in September. Scott says the low prevalence of COVID-19 in Vermont means students can safely return to the classroom. A look at the eye in the sky forecast tonight. Mostly cloudy, some showers and thunderstorms in the region. Warm and muggy overnight with lows in the mid-60s to the lower 70s. Becoming mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the 80s. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.